You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty in Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady.
Hey there.
How are you?
Oh, just buzzing along.
Oh, you get the bell. We have Pam Collins, and of course, her and her husband have a hobby of raising bees, and you and your bees are very happy this time of year, or this year anyway.
Yeah, I think the last time I was here, I might have mentioned that we had seen that the goldenrod was just starting to pop out, and boy, is it in full bloom now.
Now, that's all those yellow kind of plants you see just, Zach and I were in Albert Lea on Wednesday, and coming back, I had mentioned it because you and I had, you had talked about it, and he had heard it on the air and stuff, and it's just all down the just.
Yeah.
And the thing is that at least somebody likes it. Because
somebody's happy about it. The rest of us are sniffling and sneezing and got itchy eyes, with all the allergies, because that is a prime allergen. Okay. So, but that's, I'm not a doctor, but I have heard that when you're eating the honey, it has pollen from the goldenrod in it, and it's supposed to be good to help
build immunity to that?
Yeah, eat the local honey, and then you're going to give yourself, build your immunities to like the pollens and stuff from the plants that they have in their honey.
That's nature taking care of nature, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, is that goldenrod, is that more, does it seem like there's a lot more of it this year compared to past years?
Oh, I don't know. I should ask my husband. He really watches that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. It does seem very, very plentiful right now, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Wherever you look, I don't know if it's because I'm just noticing it because of our conversation, but man, you're right. It's all over.
So, and the positive thing then is that the bees are all out busy collecting it, and this is what they call it's called a nectar flow, when there's like a whole bunch of something, and so they're busy bringing in that nectar and filling up the supers, we call them, the frames that have, that they're building the honey on right now, and lots of honey, and we'll be harvesting it in a little less than a month, probably in October or September. Late.
Okay, well, that's just right around the corner, isn't it? So does it seem like there's a lot more honey this year than past years?
So far, it's looking really good.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll see at the very end of the year how it compares to last year, but my gut feeling is that we're kind of running a little bit ahead of what we were last year, yeah.
Okay, neat.
Yeah.
Wow, that is such a neat such a neat hobby. And we do see on our travels, especially like right around the Northfield area, maybe just a little bit north of that.
Yeah, you see the
hives. We see the hives out there.
Yeah.
And they seem to be a lot of them this year.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing to see.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was just reading about somebody, we're on, how you're on these little Facebook groups, and one of them is, a couple of these beekeeper ones, and somebody was down in the south, and they had to evacuate for the hurricane, and they had battened down their beehives, and they were just hoping and praying that when they came home, that they would be okay. So I'm anxious to see the follow-up on that one, to see what happened with them.
Boy, you don't think about those kind of things, do you, in a hurricane and stuff like that? Yeah, what happens to them?
All the animals and, insects.
You bet. So, back to real estate. That's fascinating. We'll have to do another show, because when you and your husband did that show, I think we had requests on that maybe 8 or 9 times we replayed it.
Awesome. That's awesome.
People were talking out there talking about it, and really. So I'll have to talk to Mo. Maybe we'll have to do that again this fall.
Yeah.
So, how are sales in your office this week?
Well, I thought that I'd give you some updates here on what's going on. And right before I came in, I pulled the most up-to-date report on what's going on in Hastings. And right now there are 47 homes that are either coming soon, there's 4 of those, or that are active on the market. But out of those, 13 of them are spoken for.
Wow.
So that they're sold, like, subject to inspection, or that's the most common one, yeah, or right of rescission, or other. Like, if you buy a townhome, you have some time always to look over the documents, mm-hmm. the association documents, so you have to wait till that period is over. So,
so is that, if you take 13 off that would be 31?
Let's see.
And then if you take the
14 off of it.
14, okay, yeah. So 30.
Yeah, so there's...
And then four more, because there's four spoken for, mm-hmm. so that's 26?
Okay, there's 33 altogether, minus four, so 29 okay. that are actually on the market.
That's, yeah. I mean, that would seem like a small number.
Yeah, well, it's this time of year, though, too, so it's probably not unusual for this time of year. So,
okay.
And they vary all the way from, I see there's 214 twin side-by-side home all the way to, if you've got 2,700 or 2,700,000, there's one too.
It's kind of out of my price range, like by a lot.
Yeah, but you know, I was going to mention also, so these are what we do know about. And if all of my buyers, I connect with an automatic search link, so we map out exactly the area you want to be in, and I mean, literally, I can do it to the street. If you have a preferred neighborhood you're really looking hard in, or if you're doing the rural development, then we cut it off at I believe it's 170th and South. You can qualify for a rural development loan, and or maybe you want to isolate like the west part of town, you know, or you know, having to do with your commute or whatever. So I forgot where I was going with that. So anyways,
The rural development area now.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
said 170th, so anything below that isn't can't get on the rural development.
Oh,
then,
it's from 170th and south.
Oh, south. Qualifies. Okay, I gotcha.
Like,
there you go. That makes sense.
Yeah, the entire okay. city of Cannon Falls okay. Qualifies, and I believe Red Wing okay. and yeah, the whole kind
oh,
of
even
southern
Red Wing.
Area.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, Kenyon, Wanamingo, Pine Island, all those. Yeah, they qualify for the rural development. There are some extra perks. You have to talk to your mortgage lender, and they give you kind of the details about it. But oh, yeah, I guess what I was going to say is these would be showing up on that little matrix that I send out, mm-hmm. you know, and then I just put you on like an automatic notification so that if something new comes on the market in that area, you're bam, notified right away. And so okay. it's good because then you can get in and look at it. But there's another listing of homes that outside of the multiple listing service, and these are homes that agents, this is within Edina Realty, but it's throughout the entire Edina Realty. Okay. If we have a home that we know is going to be coming on the market, but they're not quite ready, like say mm-hmm. they're going to be getting the carpet cleaned, or they're still moving things out, or for whatever reason, you know you're going to be right. selling, but you're not quite there yet. We put it on our program called Network One, and it's just a internal communication. And so if a house is listed in this coming soon on the multiple listing service, you cannot show it until it comes active. That would be breaking the rules, and
ooh.
Big no-no. But if something is on the Network One, it's not publicly being advertised yet as coming soon, I sometimes can get you in there to take a look at it, or I give you the address and do a drive-by mm-hmm. and see what we can do, because you can actually look at those homes. So there are additional group of homes, and I just pulled Hastings, Cottage Grove, Invergrove Heights, and Cannon Falls, and there's one, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that we know are going to be coming on market soon.
Okay.
And so that's a good resource that we have through Edina Realty.
Okay. So. You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor today, Pam Collins. Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a buzz, 651-319-1298.
Okay. Or 437-2121 in the 651 area code. That's Edina Realty's Hastings office, and just ask for Pam. You're the only Pam, right?
Yep, you got
or the
it.
Bee lady. She'll be buzzing
yeah.
around the office.
Yeah.
Well, let's move into our topic of the week. And this is interesting because we always talk about things off the air, and mm-hmm. we solve the world's problems off the air and everything, don't we? Well, let's talk about our topic of the week is called Up updates. Yeah. That's interesting.
And I guess I started out giving you some updates. Mm-hmm. And I was going to give you kind of a mid-year update for Edina Realty, which I think you might find interesting because it has certainly been an unusual year.
To say the least. Yeah.
But, okay, so there was a little bit of a pause in April and May, although it never really stopped. We were busy, you know, we were talking to you all the way through that time. But if you look at just the August sales, mm-hmm. right now they are up 33% over 2019.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that something?
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, and, you know, partly we're making up for some lost time, but boy, I mean, so when you say, are you busy? Yeah, I've been very, very busy. Mm-hmm. Mostly working, I have a lot of buyers that I'm working with. And also the sale price is up about 10% over last
year.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, and one of the reasons I think is that there's such competitions for the homes that are on the market. Yeah, so, and then just an interesting thing to know, and this is a really important, the Edina Realty agents, and we're talking about listings, homes that are in pending, sales, we are outperforming the rest of the market. So if you look at the market as a whole, and then if you look at Edina Realty as a, you know, specific, the stats, I've seen them over and over and over in all different categories. We outperform the market. So your chances are you're going to sell it quicker or you're going to sell it for a little bit higher price if you go with Edina Realty. So just.
And I think in learning and using Edina Realty numerous times and grandkids that have used, you know, Edina Realty and stuff is you're like a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
Everything, you're this is not part-time for you folks. This is full-time your business.
Yeah.
And everything is under one roof, from the financing to the closing to the, you know, everything is right there. And I think, boy, that has really got to be a huge advantage.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And in fact, that was one of the things that I was going to talk to you about. Well, I'll go into my mortgage thing in a minute. But when a buyer, when you're having a transaction, in recent years, sellers can pre-sign, usually, on the sale of their house, and everything can be done. Like, I'm doing a deal right now, and the sellers are actually on their vacation in California, and they've been signing all their documents online, and then they did have to get something notarized and emailed, or not emailed, but overnighted, you know, to town, but sellers have been able to pre-sign. Well, okay. I just had a closing yesterday, and my buyers were able to do what they call a rapid close, and through a secure portal, they can send all the paperwork to the buyer ahead of time, and the buyer can actually then take all the time they want to look over the final documents, sign most of them online, and then they do have to come in for the closing, but it's just a very, very short period of time compared to what it would be in a normal closing. So that's kind of a new improvement I've never heard of before. So that's pretty exciting.
Wow. So good things have really come out of a tough year.
Yeah. Yeah, some I would different. Say.
And you think there'll be things that'll be with us probably from now on?
Oh, yeah.
Or the new way to do things?
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like this is kind of a new permanent thing.
Wow.
Although the title company now is still doing curbside closings, if you're more comfortable with that. Yeah.
Wow. Tell us about that. That's, yeah. Wow.
It's like your McDonald's takeout order, only it's buying a house.
Yeah. I was thinking, I need my liver worked on today, and you just drive through. They lay you lay your seat down in your car. And
oh, almost.
Wow.
But yeah, if you're not comfortable coming in the building, and they do have all the safeguards in place, you know, including plexiglass between you and the closer. And what's so sad for me is that I'm not able to go into the closing and be part of it. But if you need and want to, you can just pull up curbside. The closer will come to your car, give you the paperwork, you sign what you need to do, and then she'll bring the stuff back inside, make your copies, and do everything, and you never have to get out of your car.
Wow. Wow. So that is just, who would have thought that a year ago, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Think about this in a year from now, when hopefully this pandemic will be behind us and everything like that. There's going to be a lot of people wondering what to do with plexiglass.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that the truth?
Yeah, the price is going to be really low on that.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, who's going to choose to keep it up and who's going to get rid of it when it's all said and done. You know?
Yep, yep.
Yeah, and the other update that I want to give you is the interest rate, because that's one question. As soon as people find out that I'm a realtor, they'll say, how is the market? But what they really want to know is, what are interest rates right now? You know, and with the disclaimer that it always depends, there are a lot of variables, like what your credit rating, your credit score is, how long you've been at your job, what your debt to income ratio is. In other words, how much debt you have compared to how much you make. And there are a lot of factors that go in there. But basically, if you've got pretty good credit and are, you know, sitting in good shape. So this would be comparing apples to apples, the same person. If you were to get a 30-year fixed conventional loan right now, the rate is 2.625.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Fantastic? Yeah.
You know, wow.
And, shorten it to 15-year conventional, and it's 2.375. 2.375. Is that incredible?
I don't think, we'll never see that in our lifetime again.
I can't imagine.
Wow.
So, and then same year, the FHA and VA, they're down in the 2.6, 2.5 range. Even a 30-year jumbo loan, you know, you get one of those bigger, higher ones, 3.375. So these rates for the average consumer are fantastic right now. You can buy so much more home with the same amount of money.
Well, and I remember sitting behind these mics, say, 3 years ago with you folks, and I remember different realtors sitting in there, and they were all saying the same thing, that, you know, the rates were below 5%, you got to get out, and you have to refinance now. This is it. It's not going to be any lower, and we're half of that now.
Yeah.
Less than half.
You know, if you...
Wow.
Even if you... say you had... And I know there are probably still people that have... interest rates 5, 6, 7. I mean, I remember when we thought we got a fantastic deal at 5%.
Yeah.
And even if you refinance then at like 4.5 or something like that, and thought, oh man, I got a really good deal, you could refinance again and still save a bundle. So,
isn't that something? Yeah. I don't know that we're ever going to see these again.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. It would be great. Hey, can I tell you one other thing?
Yep.
I know we don't have a lot of time left. I was just talking to our lender this morning, and I said, I want to confirm that this program is still in place, and it is. So if you are going to buy a house, you got to talk to me about this, because this is really a good deal. Okay, most of the buyers that I'm working with, when they're putting offers on houses, they're in competition because there's a lot of multiple offers going on. Okay, so if you talk to the lender now, they can get you through the underwriting process completely in a relatively short period of time. The only thing that they'll need then is the final, the house has to be, you know, appraised at full value. But you personally can be fully underwritten. And if they can do that, they know that you are good to go. When you make an offer, we can not only say, yeah, you're pre-approved, we can say you are actually qualified. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Puts you to an advantage. And if it falls through because of the financing, our mortgage company will pay the sellers $12,500. So it puts you in a real strong negotiating position, put it that way.
Wow. Some great updates, Pam.
Yeah.
And how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Thank you, Pam. It's always fun, and it goes so fast.
Yeah, it does.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor today, Pam Collins. If you have a question for Pam, like she was saying, her cell phone number is 651-319-1298, or you can always call the Hastings Edina office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam.